Today, many are trying to hide from Christ, and many are trying to stay away from His Word, and many are trying to stay away from telling about Jesus. It is like, I'm saved, and my family is saved, and my church is saved, and that's enough, and we are enough, and that's more than enough. Well, it is true that we are quality Christians. It is true that we are a group of saints, but that is not the end of everything. But the Bible very clearly tells, we are to be His witnesses. We are to be His witnesses. We need to tell the world today that is perishing. We need to tell the churches that are completely stagnating under false doctrine, completely putting themselves into a place where they're going to perish one day. Do you have burden for those souls? Well, if the Holy Spirit is in us, and if we have the Spirit of God, we will have burden for those souls. We will have burden for the expansion of the kingdom of God. Look at that. 10 lepers came to Jesus. We see all the 10, how many written back as a true witness? How many were able to witness their healing and come back to Jesus and tell, Lord, I'm healed and I thank you, Lord, for what you have done in my life. There was only one. My dear brothers and sisters, we have a great influence in our lives. No matter you do not have anything in your hand, no matter you do not know the word of God, but you have an influence to witness. When you witness, my brother, the sick will be healed. The words that you spoke out of your mouth, the sick will heal, the blind will see, the lame will walk, and everyone will see the mighty manifestation. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, is Paul greater or Apollos great? Nobody is greater. Neither Paul nor Apollos. The one that makes the plant grow is great. That is Jesus Christ that is great. So we all have this privilege to witness Jesus Christ. Are we able to completely witness the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we carrying the responsibility of being witnesses and testifying what the good Lord has done? When the angel of the Lord spoke to Mary, she said, I do not know how to keep silent. She was praising God. She was praising God. When God blessed Hannah, she was praising God. She was testifying what the good Lord has done. We need to be a testimony. We need to be a witness of Christ. Witness means testifying. Well, number two, the second figure that would express Christian influence and responsibility. The second figure, Matthew chapter 5. Let's read the book of Matthew chapter 5 and verses 13. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and verses 13. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 5 and 13 says, And ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to cast out, but to be trodden under the foot of men. To be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Well, the second figure that would describe Christian influence and responsibility is salt. A Christian is compared to a witness, number one. Number two is to a salt. What is the reason? Salt, my dear brothers and sisters, is found in two places. One in the meal, another one in the mud. We can find salt in the meal that we eat and then in the mud. Well, can anybody eat food without salt? Well, none of us can have food without salt. If at all we are having food without salt, then there's something wrong, because nobody would ever like to receive or eat food without salt. That's the reason sometimes we question, are you not eating your food with salt? Well, my dear brothers and sisters, especially in India, when we just begin to scold, try to make understand somebody, we say, don't you eat salt? Are you not sensible? That's what we say. If you're sensible, you eat with salt. That's what we tell people around. So salt gives taste. And what does the salt mean? Salt is for preserving. The Bible clearly tells, if the salt loses its saltiness, or the salt loses its savor, it is to be put into. It is to be put into the mud to be stamped by people. So my dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, we are salted with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in us dwells in us. And my dear brothers and sisters, if we do not have the Spirit of God, and if we do not have the Word of God dwelling in our lives, there is no use of our lives. We are salted today. And what is the use if the Word of God stands in one corner? For example, if I'm having the Word of God in my hand, if I have the Word just in the Bible, remaining just like that, it is no use to me. It will be only use to me when I read it. It will be only use to me when I apply it. It will be only use to me when I the Word in my life. Unless and until I walk the Word will remain in the same place. The Bible clearly tells, in the last days there will be many searching for the Word of God, but the Word will not be there. In the last days many will burn the Word of God, many will burn Bibles. Where are you going to have the Word that time? Today is a day that you and I need to be salted. We need to be salted Christians. And it's very much necessary that our influence that God has given us, that He has salted us. That we are... Salt is for preserving. Hallelujah. Salt is for preserving. And we are to be preserved in the hand of God and in the presence of God. That we do not lose our saltiness. Many times we lose our saltiness. It is because out of the plan and purpose of God. It is because our intellect begins to work and not the Spirit of God in us. It is because our thoughts and our minds and our actions come and take more place than the Spirit of God. Spirit remains void, my dear brothers and sisters, unless and until we receive it. It's of no use to anybody. That's the Bible says. He that does not have my Spirit is not mine. Hallelujah. To the world that I am of Jesus, I need His Spirit. If I do not have the Word in me, if I do not listen to the Word of God, if I do not have a prayer life, it's no use. I am barren. Think about a barren mother that's crying and telling, "Oh Lord, my womb is barren. I wish and pray that You would put a seed in my womb that I would give birth." Well, praise God. God is listening to the cry of that barren mother. God is listening to the cry of that barren mother. And God wants to really bless that barren mother. Hallelujah. But if she remains barren, she'll be mocked. If she remains barren, she'll be of no use. That's what the world realizes. That's what the world talks about her. Especially in countries like India. If a woman is barren, she'll be mocked by many people. The reason is that her womb is not fruitful. We also see the same story that was going on in the life of Hannah. Her womb was barren. She was crying and crying and crying. Lord, Penhannah was mocking at her. She was crying, "Lord, open my womb. Lord, I need a child. It is not for myself. If You give me a child, I'll put him in Your presence because I'm being mocked that I don't have children." Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, if we are not salted Christians, one day we will be mocked. Today many Christians are losing their saltiness. In the beginning when they received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they are full of the Spirit. Wherever they go, they are tasteful to many people. Many people would love to listen to them. Many people would love to have them with them. Many people would love to listen to what they say. And many people would love to listen to them when they pray. But today, what is your place in the presence of God? Are you responsible today? Are you having this saltiness in your life? Are you still in the same place where you are? There's a man of God that is shouting and saying, "Once upon a time when I went to that place, I used to preach the word and there used to be many people be filled with the Holy Spirit." Well, my dear brothers and sisters, it is not once upon a time. It is not a long ago that you saw a vision. What is your vision today? What is your vision today? How far you are salted today? Are you having the same power that you have seen that was exercised through you a long time ago in Jesus' name? Are you having the same power that is being exercised through you even now, or you have lost your saltiness? My dear brothers and sisters, you and I are given this anointing. You and I have given the robe of righteousness. And today we see our robe is falling down. Our robe is falling down. we are losing the saltiness. We are losing the upper covering. The shield is being uncovered. My dear brothers and sisters, it is quite clear that we need this. Take up the shield of faith. That's what the Bible says. As long as Peter's eyes were on Jesus, Peter was able to safely. The moment his eyes were on the world, he was not able to walk, because Jesus is the salt. You and I are the salt of the earth, my dear brothers and sisters. You and I have to taste so many people. Many people that would see you, every brother and sister that would come across to you and look at you, have to see Jesus Christ of the Nazareth, because you and I are preserved. Hallelujah. You and I are preserved. You and I side, because you and I are going to anoint many people. Your life is not just preserved just like that, because you are going to salt many people. Hallelujah. Many are going to be salted through you, and you are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What profiteth a man if he gaineth the whole world and loseth his life? If I tell, oh, thank you, Lord, I am the salt of the earth, that's not enough. Who is salted through me? Father, you have salted me, you have preserved me. Is anybody preserved through you? Is anybody experiencing the same salty experience, the savor of the salt? Or their life is dry, tasteless? Christianity is not a dry life. Christianity, being a Christian, is not living a dry life or tasteless life. It is a life with a salt called the Holy Spirit. They that have the Spirit of God are salted by the Spirit, and they will not just, salt is for preserving, they will be preserved by the presence of God. Not only that, they will salt many people, and many people will be coming under the preservation of the Holy Spirit, and many people will be preserved because of this salt. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. The third picture, the third figure for Christian influence and responsibility, Matthew 5 and verses 14. The book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verses 14. And the Bible says here in the book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verses 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set up on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, so that it giveth light unto all of them in the house. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. The third figure that would express Christian responsibility and influence is the light. My dear brothers and sisters, there are different kinds of lights in this world. And coming to the part of talking about the word light, the Bible says, Jesus Christ is a bright and a morning star. Bright and morning star. And there's also a saying about Satan. Satan is the angel of light. My dear brothers and sisters, we all know the different kinds of lights. For example, sun. Let's take sun. Sun gives us light. If there is no sun, our bodies will all have skin diseases. Think, if there is no sun, we are receiving the ultraviolet rays from the sun, and our skin today is being pigmented through the sun. For example, if we don't have sun, many people will be suffering from skin diseases. So that's the reason there is sun always there. It's not only skin diseases. The plants will not be there. The world will not exist. Nothing will be there, because everything will be without sun. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is a bright and a morning star. He is the light of the world. He said, I am the light of the world. And now today he is calling that you are the world. It is because he lighted you. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus has not left you alone, but they that have received him and believed in his name are lighted by the Lord, and he has figured you, and your figure is you have to be the light of the world. Well, this is the eve of December. The world today would celebrate Christmas, and many people are celebrating Christmas, do not understand the word Christmas really. But my dear brothers and sisters, the word Mass comes from Roman Catholic, and it's called Christos Mass, which is worshipping Christ. We might be thinking, what is this? But my dear brothers and sisters, this is also a birthday of a man called Trojan. We all know that. And people do not realize what it is meant by looking at Jesus like a baby. Today the world is looking at Jesus like a baby. My dear brothers and sisters, how many of you think Jesus is a baby? They want to keep Jesus in a manger. They don't want Jesus to be the light of the world. Hallelujah. They want to keep Jesus in a manger, and those people celebrate Christmas. Christmas is not for you and for me, my brothers and sisters. Christmas is not for Christians. It is man-made. It is man-created. It is man-distinguished. You and I are the light of the world. You and I are the Christmas of the world. Hallelujah. They that see you will see Jesus. They that see you will see the power and the anointing of God. And many do not like, if we say there is no Christmas, many do not like it. Many do not want to receive it. My dear brothers and sisters, the world is having fun today. The world is celebrating Christmas and having a small manger, putting this little Jesus in a manger. How long will Jesus drink milk in that manger? To them that Jesus is drinking milk. To them Jesus is still a baby. To them Jesus is still sitting like that. My friend, Jesus Christ has come into this world long ago, but now he's not going to come as a baby, but he's going to come as a judge. People are not worried about that. They're worried about their responsibility. They're not worried about what holds their life. They're worried, what have I got for this Christmas? Give your heart to baby Jesus in the manger. Come on, come on. Stop playing fool with God. Don't deceive yourself, the world. My brother and my sister, the judge is coming, and we are responsible. And we need to be responsible. You are the light of the world. Are you trying to hide yourself? You need to be illuminated by the power and the anointing of God, so that many will see the illumination. Hallelujah. So that everyone would get light. When I used to study, my English teacher used to come into the class. In my schooling days, my English teacher, every time she comes into the class, that is when we used to get the power. We used to lose the power, and suddenly she comes into the classroom, the lights used to be on. She used to say, when the light comes, the light comes. That's what she used to say. And we used to smile at her. She used to say, when the light comes, the light comes. Yes, it's true. Whenever suddenly she comes into the classroom, until then we used to have power cut, and suddenly the lights used to come, and she says, as an English teacher, she used to say, when the light comes, the light comes. Amen. Yes. Who is the reason for this illumination? Who is the reason behind this light? My brother and my dear sister, you might go into a Gentile house. You might go into a house that do not know Jesus. You might go into an atheist house that do not believe in Jesus. Get into that house because you are the light of Jesus Christ that is entering into that house. Hallelujah. Maybe people would not like to listen to you. People would not love to receive the word. Get excited because you are the light of the world. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. They that see you will see Christ. And it's your responsibility that you do not lose your illumination. It is just, it's your responsibility that you do not lose your influence. I don't know how many of you have heard about this man called William Branham. Well, I'm a great man of God. Was a great man of God. Not a great man of God, but was a great man of God. Whenever this man of God used to preach, there used to be a cloud on his head while preaching. And people literally saw the cloud on his head. A very anointed man of God. I tell you, the call on that man's life was very, very great. Very great call that the man had. You know what happened? He was an illuminated servant of God. He was illuminating for Christ. He was a light of the world. But what happened? He ended up in a false doctrine. He ended up in a false doctrine, proclaiming himself to be the seventh angel in the book of Revelation. And he died a very mysterious death. My dear brothers and sisters, today you might be following the true doctrine of Jesus Christ. You might be being a child of God. Do not lose your illumination. Do not lose your illumination. You are the light of the world. God has not lighted you just to be switched off. This worldly light will be switching off. The sun will be switched off within you. No matter its light, you will always be a light. Because you are the lily of the valley. You are the child of the lily of the valley, 10,000 that knew my soul. Even amidst of thousands and thousands, you will know who Jesus is. In the same way, my friend, amidst of thousands and thousands of believers, Jesus will know who you are. Because the Bible says, my sheep will hear my voice. My sheep will hear my voice. Hallelujah. If you are a remnant of Christ, you will know the voice of Christ. So the third figure that would describe Christian responsibility and influence is light. Well, number one is witness. The word witness means testify. Number two is salt. Salt is for preserving. Number three, light is for illuminating. Number four, let's read John, the book of John, chapter 5. The book of John, chapter 15 and verses 5. The book of John, chapter 15 and verses 5. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 15 and verses 5. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. I am the vine and ye are the branches. Well, the fourth figure that would describe Christian responsibility and influence is branches. Branches are for bearing fruit. Branches are for bearing fruit. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, I said witnesses are for testifying about God. Salt is for preserving. Light is for illumination. Now, branches are for bearing fruit. Well, Jesus has called all of us to be the branches. So a branch needs to bear fruit. There are many branches that the vine comes out of wine, and if they do not bear fruit, the Bible says that the Lord will not keep them like that, but he will destroy them. Every tree that do not, or every branch, or everyone that do not bear fruit in me, I am the true vine and my Father is a vine dresser. And every branch in me that do not bear fruit is taken away, and every branch that beareth fruit he purgeth it, so that it may bring forth more fruit. Hallelujah. That's what it says in John 15:2. So every branch that beareth fruit is purged so that it would bear more fruit, and every branch that does not bear fruit is taken away. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, how can this branch survive? This branch only can survive when it abides in the vine. If it does not abide in the vine, the branch will not survive. In the same way, you and I have to abide in Jesus Christ. You and I have to just completely rooted in Jesus. Think of seven reasons for Peter's downfall. And one of the reasons I said, the reason why Peter fell down was because Peter was following afar off. But Peter was following afar off, which means Peter was trying to stay afar from God. When a little girl came and asked him, "Are you also with Jesus of Nazareth?" Peter denied the fact that he was with Jesus, and he said, "I knew not who Jesus of Nazareth is. I knew not who Jesus of Nazareth is." Can Peter live without Jesus? Can Peter stay without Jesus? Can Peter deny Jesus and remain in this world safe? No, Peter cannot stay, because you and I can never do anything without Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So my dear brothers and sisters, we are compared to be the branches, and we need to bear fruit. And if we do not bear fruit, we are completely taken away. And if we bear fruit, we are purged. Sometimes we are tested. We go under a lot of temptation. We go under a lot of trials, so that the inner man in us will come out and shine forth. so that the Holy Spirit in us will only be exalted, so that only Jesus Christ will be exalted. Let's read Matthew chapter 26 and verses 58. The book of Matthew, chapters 26, verses 58. When we read the book of Matthew, chapter 26 and verses 58. I want to read it. This is what it says. Verses 58. His palace, Jesus. Peter was afraid. My dear brothers and sisters, today many of us try to stand afar off from the Lord. Many of us do not like the trials. Many of us do not want to take the responsibility. Many of us do not want to walk with Jesus. Many of us do not want to abide in the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, it is true that many people give an example, you know, unless you abide in the vine, you will not bear forth fruit. Well, abiding does not simply mean just remaining in Jesus, but it also means being the partaker of the suffering of Christ. Being the partaker of the suffering of Christ. So my dear brothers and sisters, being brothers and sisters, we need to be responsible for one another's sufferings. We need to be responsible for bearing one another's burdens. In a body of Christ, in a church, in a fellowship, for example, think a brother is suffering with something and we do not bother completely about him and we deny him. Or a sister is suffering with something and we deny her. Or our fellow brethren and our fellow fellowship is suffering with something, we deny them. Is that what God has called us for? Sometimes we are hard-hearted. Sometimes our hearts become very hard. Sometimes we behave stiff-necked. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, we sometimes stand far because we might be thinking, if I go touch, the responsibility will come on me. If I go speak, maybe it will come on me. Well, did Jesus think, when he carried your burden, did Jesus think, oh my goodness, if I go and save this person, all his burden will come upon me? He didn't say that. He said, come unto me all you weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He didn't go afar off in your suffering. He didn't go afar off when you were a sinner. He didn't go afar off in your problems. He didn't go afar off when you were sick. Sometimes we behave so far off for others' problems, that is the reason we still remain in different sorts of things that we go through today, in different sorts of sufferings that we experience today. We should never remain afar off when we see our brothers and sisters going through some problems. We need to put ourselves in their shoes. My dear brothers and sisters, Peter followed Jesus afar off. He didn't want to abide with Jesus. He didn't want to go with Jesus because he was scared about the cross. He was scared about being beaten. He was scared about being crucified. He was scared about putting starved to death. No, my friend. The word says, you are the branches. You are the branches. When will you bear fruit? You will only bear fruit when you abide in him. Suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. Be broken for Jesus, sir. Be broken completely for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get excited, my friend, because you, as long as you follow Jesus, as long as you walk with him, as long as you are the partaker of the suffering of Christ and as you abide in his word and abide in his promises, do not worry about anything because you will bear forth much fruit. Well, some people might be thinking, I do not want to remain in this church anymore. I do not like this place. I do not want to remain in this fellowship anymore. It's hard to follow this doctrine. It's hard to follow the message of faith. It's hard to follow this. I don't want to remain. I just want to get away. There are churches that preach very simple doctrine. There are churches that say, oh, use medicines, do whatever you want. It's according to your faith. Well, praise God, get excited. I do not want to follow this anymore. My friend, just allow your suffering to come into that place and God will not allow you to suffer more than you can bear. Hallelujah. Get excited. Be the partaker. Be the responsible person. Hallelujah, that Jesus wants us to be. So, let's look at the next point. The first figure is witnesses. Witnesses are for testifying. The second figure is the light. Light is for illumination. The second figure is the salt. Salt is for preserving. third figure is a light, and light is for illuminating. The fourth figure is branches. Branches are for bearing fruit. Hallelujah. Number five. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 2. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 2. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 2. The fifth figure that would describe or express Christian influence and responsibility. Ye are an epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Ye are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Hallelujah. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, the fifth figure that would express Christian influence and responsibility is we are called the epistles of God. Epistles are for instruction. Epistles are for instruction. What is it meant by instruction? My dear brothers and sisters, so many times we walk in our life, we do not really have direction. We do not have direction in our lives and we just begin to think. But Jesus is telling us that you and I are the epistles of Christ. You and I are epistle. We are the instructors. We instruct people the way they have to walk. Paul says, therefore I look at Christ and walk, so you look at me and walk. You are the open book to so many people. You are the open book to millions and millions of people that come across in your life. Many do not understand the word as they read the word. But my dear brothers and sisters, who is the word? You and I are the word of Christ. You and I are the living Bibles of Jesus Christ. In the absence of men of God, in the absence of biblical teaching in the body of Christ, you and I have to live as the body of Christ. In the absence in the world, you and I have to live the epistle of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that many will get the proper instruction to follow. For example, if I leave you in the midst of the Mediterranean Sea, or if I leave you in the midst of the Pacific Ocean, would you know the way to come out of that? For example, if there is something like that, I would not be able to come out of that. It's because I don't know where to go from Pacific Ocean. But if I have an instructor, a guide, that would guide me, that would tell me the way to come out of the Mediterranean Sea or the Pacific Ocean, I will be able to look at him and come out. So my dear brothers and sisters, you and I have to be a guide for the people. You and I have to be a guide of the Lord Jesus Christ, which means an instructor, an epistle of Jesus Christ. And that is your responsibility. And that is our responsibility. And men will read on us. Men will read our lives. They will look at us, they're just not like that, but they will read our lives. Every day there is somebody that's looking at you. They're looking at your behavior. They're looking at what you speak. They're looking at what you eat. They're looking at where you walk. They look at the way you dress. They look at where you go. They look at every place that you move in. Are there people talking behind your back, telling, he does not have a proper life, calls himself to be a Christian, his life is rotten, his life is like that, calls himself to be a true believer, following the true doctrine, but his life is not right. He does the things, he says something and he does something. My dear brothers and sisters, ye and I are the epistle written in our hearts. That's what Paul says to the Corinthians. You are our epistle that written on our hearts. Because Paul was telling, looking at the church at Corinthians, he was telling, ye are the epistles of Jesus Christ. Yes, we need to be epistles for the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, number six, the sixth figure that would describe Christian responsibility and influence. Let us read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 20. Epistles are for instruction, I said. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 20. The fifth figure, the sixth figure that would describe Christian responsibility and influence. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as through God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ, stead be ye reconciled to God. Hallelujah. Well, the sixth figure that would describe Christian responsibility and influence is an ambassador. Well, we see so many, the word ambassador My dear brothers and sisters, we come across this in many places. Many people today are called ambassadors. There might be so many people coming up in televisions, many film actors and actresses coming up, and they come out for advertisements. And for example, we take a soap, or we take a cool drink, or Pepsi, or whatever it is, whatever cool drink it is. There is a brand ambassador for every brand. There's a brand ambassador for every brand. My dear brothers and sisters, they come and advertise about that brand, and people would look at that brand and they would, for example, David Beckham is a very good footballer from England. And this man, every time there's some advertisement that he takes in, he uses certain gel or certain things, some certain cosmetics, he gives an advertisement. And youngsters look at it and say, "Whoa, David Beckham is using it, so I'm going to use it because David Beckham is using this particular hair gel. Because his hairs are straight, so he's using this hair gel." That's what youngsters would consume. That's what youngsters would like. They look at David Beckham using something and they want to use that. So being an ambassador means carrying the flag of that. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, we are the ambassadors of Christ. And the responsibility of an ambassador is to represent Jesus Christ, is to represent Him. You and I have to stand as flags. We see every country has a flag. Every country has a flag, and the representation of every country and every flag is a proper understanding. Today our flag is Jesus Christ. And our flag, and we host the flag called Jesus Christ. And this flag represents, my dear brothers and sisters, they that have this flag represents that they are on their way to heaven to shout the victory. Hallelujah. That they are on their way to heaven to shout the victory, and they are carrying this flag until they reach. Carrying this flag is not very easy. Taking up the cross is not very easy. My dear brothers and sisters, being an ambassador for Christ and taking up the cross and following Jesus is not an easy task. But I don't say that Jesus is a taskmaster, but He's a tender master. But it is not an easy way to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Following Jesus means, being an ambassador does not mean just giving an ad and getting billions of dollars. No. Being an ambassador means you will be blessed. Houses, lands, children, brothers, sisters. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. But being an ambassador means being a representative. Being a representative. Out of 1,000 people in the world, there's going to be somebody called by the Lord in question. Out of those people that were leading, God was calling Moses and telling, "Moses, come out of those people." That's what God said. You know why? Moses was the one that was leading the children of Israel. He was representing God for the children of Israel. Because when children of Israel came out of Egypt, they didn't even have the picture of the land of Canaan. They don't know the route to Canaan. Only the person that was leading them was Moses. Today many people look at us. Many people look at us and do the same things that we do. Do the same things that we do, my dear brothers and sisters. We need to be very careful about our deeds. We are representing Christ. We are the ambassadors of Christ. And how much careful should we be? How much careful life should we have? Ambassadors of representing. Who are you representing today? Are you representing yourself? But there are many people today. Kenneth Cox, my dear brothers and sisters, we are the representatives of Jesus, not the people. I'm not going to buy this gel because David Beckham is going to buy it. But I'm going to buy this gel because the gel is good for me. Because this gel, you know, I'm not going to wipe David Beckham on my head, but I'm going to wipe this gel on my head because my hair is going to be strong there. Hallelujah. David Beckham can never do anything for me. It is Jesus that can do everything for me. So I am the representative of Christ. So today, my dear brothers and sisters, many are being misled. People are being deceived. Churches are being deceived. The flock are being deceived. They just hoost and boost about the men and women of God. They cut out Christ. They put out themselves as a display to many people. Are you an ambassador of Christ truly? Are you an ambassador of Christ boasting about yourself? The Bible says, "Boast not about tomorrow, for you do not know what the day may bring forth." Are you boasting yourself, and are you talking about your own self? Jesus does not want to boast about yourself. boast about Jesus, tell about Jesus, exalt Jesus, glorify Jesus. Let His name alone be glorified. You and I are the ambassadors of Christ. You need to represent Jesus. Let not the world see you, but Christ in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory, my friend. It is not yourself the hope of glory, but Christ in you is the hope of glory. People would see that when you speak, they have a great hope. It is not you giving the hope, but you need to completely come into the place and tell, the God of Daniel is great. The God of Jacob is great. God of Isaac is great. God of Joseph is great. They were all the vessels of Christ. They were just representatives. Joseph was carrying the flag of Jesus Christ into Egypt when he went as a slave boy. When he went as a slave into the foreign land, he was carrying the flag called God. Hallelujah. Pharaoh did not know who God was. But think, he became the ruler and the king of Egypt. You know why? Because the one that was ruling him is greater than the one that was ruling this world. He became a ruler of Egypt. It is because the one that is within him is greater than the one in the world. Joseph was always displaying the one that is within, but not he himself. You need to display your inner man outside so that the world will see the inner man, not yourself. Hallelujah. It is because you are the representative of the inner man, that is the Holy Spirit, that is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are the representative of Jesus Christ and not the world. Glory to Jesus. Ambassadors. We have a car called Ambassador in India. Ambassador cars are the most made in India. It is because, my dear brothers and sisters, they are the strongest cars that India ever made. And the name of the car is Ambassador. That is carrying that this car belongs to India. Yes, I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I'm the representative of Jesus. I'm taking up the flag of Jesus. They that would follow me would follow Jesus. They that would see me would see Jesus. They that would talk to me would talk to Jesus. They that would confess to Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. Only in the name of Jesus you have victory. Only in the name of Jesus you have healing. Only in the name of Jesus you have everything. It is Jesus and Jesus and Jesus alone. My brother, ambassadors are for representing. Hallelujah. Well, finally, number seven. Let's look the seventh picture that will represent Christian influence and responsibility. First Peter chapter 4 in verses 10. The book of First Peter chapter 4 and verses 10. And every man that has received the gift, even so, minister the same one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. As good stewards. Hallelujah. The final picture, or the seventh picture, that describes Christian influence and responsibility is stewardship. Being a steward means distributing. Distributing. Not selfishness, being unselfish. Living an unselfish life. As every man that has received a gift, even so, minister the same to one another as good stewards. Hallelujah. Stewards always distribute. They are used for distributing. My dear brothers and sisters, a man of God that came to preach in a place, I'm talking a true story, came to preach in a place. And praise God, this man is gifted. This man is very gifted with prophetic anointing and also casting out of demons. And this man comes into that place. He stays there for about 2 nights. He preaches the word and he sees demons running out of people. And this man had this gift, but he did not want to exercise it. The Lord has gifted him with this gift, but he did not want to exercise it. He knew the gift that is in him. But you know why? He thought that gift is only for those people that he likes. He only wanted to help those people that he thinks are right and that are his own people. He didn't want to exercise the gift that the Lord has given him for everyone, and he didn't see the equality in the gift. Whoever he liked to pray for, he liked to pray, he prayed. Whomever he knows and whomever he thought to help with, he helped. Because he used his gift selfishly. He wanted to be selfish. A steward will always distribute. A steward, a good steward will always distribute. My dear brothers and sisters, if I'm having 100 fruits, I would give 99 and a half to my brothers and sisters, and I will see what I'm going to do with the other half. Wait on the Lord, and if it is for me, and if the Lord wants to me to have it, I will have it, because God has blessed me. This word today is not merchandising the gospel. This word is not for somebody to bless me, but this word is given from the Lord, and I give it freely. Hallelujah. The Lord has blessed me, and I bless my brothers and sisters. I minister it freely because I'm called as a steward of Christ, a good steward of manifold grace of God. Hallelujah. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, are we able to be a true stewards of Jesus Christ? Are we able to distribute God's power, the fruits and the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Are we able to minister it to others, or are we selfish for preachers? There's a man of God that is standing on pulpit and telling, I have this anointing, I have that anointing, I receive this gift, that gift. Who wants you to have thousands of gifts when you don't really have Jesus? Who wants you to have thousands of gifts when you don't really have Jesus and His power? Who wants you to have thousands of gifts when you don't really have the power and the anointing of Jesus Christ? When you don't have good stewardship of distributing the gift of God? When you can't minister to anyone, it's of no use having gifts. The Lord will pluck it out of you. The Lord will take it away from you. The Lord will not allow you to have the gift, because it is no use if you are not a good steward of Christ. Think you're blessed to minister hope to brothers. Minister it. Think if you're blessed to minister a blessing to your brother, bless him. Think if you're blessed to do this for the Lord, do it. Minister it. Help it. Hallelujah. Do not hide your blessings. Count the blessings what the Lord has done in your life. My dear brothers and sisters, as brothers and sisters, we have a real responsibility in these last days. We have a real responsibility. You and I are called the children of God. It's not for vain. It's just not the end of it. But you and I have a responsibility. You and I have an influence.
A vast virus database
Christians
has been
are
updated.
Like leeches. Christians are like leeches. If one leech dies, from its blood another leech will come up. Today many Christians are being persecuted around the world, suffering, a martyrs for Christ. My father was literally so down about it. We as a family went there, met that brother's family. He was killed. His wife and his children are left alone. We ministered what we can, what the Lord has blessed us with. Well, it is not good to say what is done, but just telling what the Lord has put in our hearts. My dear brothers and sisters, we need, as good stewards, to distribute what the Lord has given to us. Steward is for distribution. The seven figures that used to express Christian responsibility and influence. Number one, witness. Witnesses are for testifying about Jesus. Number two, salt. Salt is for preserving. We need to preserve. We need to be preserved in Jesus, that we will never lose our saltiness, but we will salt everybody. We will never lose the robe of righteousness that's given to us. Number three, light. Light is for illumination. We are the light of the world. We need to light the people and light the world. Hallelujah. Number four, branches. Branches are for bearing fruit. We need to bear fruit. we are not going to be a barren tree. We are not going to be a barren branch. If we have to bear fruit, we need to be abiding in Jesus. We need to be the partakers of the suffering of Christ. Abiding does not mean just reading the word and praying or getting into spiritual warfare, but be the partaker of the suffering of Christ. Number 5, epistles for instruction. Epistles are for instructions. We need to be an open book so that others can read and live a right life. We need to be a role model life for others. Number 6, ambassadors. Ambassadors of our representatives or representing. Ambassadors would represent Christ. We need to take the flag of Christ and represent Him. We need to take the flag of Christ. Do not be ashamed to glorify Jesus Christ. Do not be ashamed to tell that you are the child of God. Glorify Him. Exalt His name. Finally, being a steward. Stewards means for distribution. Hallelujah. Are you testifying? Are you being preserved? Are you illuminating? Are you bearing fruit? Are you representing? Or are you distributing as a true steward? My dear brothers and sisters, let's pray. Let's seek the face of the Lord. Let's ask for His mercy tonight. If you're not able to be a responsible Christian today, just living a namesake Christian in these last days, let's seek the Lord. Father, I want to experience the 7 figures. I want to be a true witness. I want to be the salt of the earth. I want to be your light. I want to be the branch that beareth fruit. I want to be the partaker of your suffering, Lord. I want to be an apostle that others can read and be instructed. I want to be your ambassador, Jesus. I want to represent your brand. My brand is Jesus' brand. My brand is not a worldly brand, but Jesus' brand. I am a steward of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you, Father. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful privilege. Lord, we love you, Lord. Love you, Lord. Love you, Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord. We exalt your name. Only through you there is everlasting life. Only through you, Jesus, we are in the last days. We are in the last days, Lord. Father, allow us to be your ambassadors and not the worldly ambassadors, Father. We are not the ambassadors of the world, but we are your ambassadors.
I say thanks for your offer, it all sounds
Thank you, saints. God bless you all. The hand with the mic.